Okay, back we are on the GM Report to the listeners for the month of August. I'm Steve DiCostanzo, the GM here at listener-supported WPK, and we're a nonprofit community radio station. We've been around for more than 50 years, so we've been around since, well, the early 60s, and it's because of your support, financial and otherwise. I wanted to bring in Ms. Terry Gigengack, who is the director of the Bigelow Center for Senior Activities in the town of Fairfield. And Terry, how are you doing?
Hi.
Nice to have you in the studios. It's always nice to be live. I got a call, I guess, about a month ago from the Bigelow Center, and it was actually maybe an email, and saying that they would love to come on the community shows that we are doing. And I looked at that, and I was like, well, that's pretty interesting. You know, it's getting a direct contact from a senior center, so to speak. I used to live in Reading, Connecticut, and I remember when they built the senior center. It was a big move in the part of a small town, a physical, you know, brand new building. And then since then, I've moved down to Black Rock here in Bridgeport. But I've, since it's right next to Fairfield, I've always been very impressed with the town of Fairfield and the services. And I think you can always tell a lot about a town by how they take care of their seniors. And lo and behold, I mean, it's you really have quite an extensive lineup of activities. So I thought it would be a great opportunity just to have you talk a little bit about what activities you guys are involved with, a little bit about the background of the facility. So how long have you been involved, Terry, with the Bigelow Center?
I came to Fairfield to work with this director of the senior center in 2013, but I grew up in Fairfield. So okay. When I came back, I felt like I was coming back home. Mm-hmm. I had been working in a neighbor town, and this was a great opportunity to give back and share what I had learned and do something positive for my town.
Right. Now, it went through a name change a couple years back. Is that right? Cindy Bigelow was involved in some capacity. She's a friend of the station as well.
Yes, Cindy has been a supporter of the Senior Center for 27 years. She has run a community road race every September. We've been the fortunate beneficiary of that. But the seniors do help out. They do participate in not only the walk, but they also bake brownies, some of them, for the runners. But many of the seniors run. So that is an indicator of the changing face of the senior of today.
Yeah. I mean, exactly what is a senior? Because I might be a senior at this point. I keep getting, you know, AARP mailings. I think those started when I was in my 40s. So,
well, we do have a policy of age 50 plus. Median age of people participating at the center is 71. I think there's a wide variety, but we have people that are newly retired, maybe in their late 60s, that are looking for some activities, some new group of friends to find out what's going on, and to get their bearings before they take off in their next chapter of living. And then there are some older seniors that have been with the Senior Center for many years, and they are in their 80s and 90s, and many of them play pickleball, which is our fast-growing fitness sport.
It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
I played it down in Florida. That's where I was introduced to it.
Yeah.
It's very addictive, habit-forming.
Yeah, I go down to our gym, which is really an awesome place for people to have a lot of fitness programs and exercise and ballroom dancing and so forth. But the pickleballers are all around the whole peripheral, sitting, having as much fun, I believe, socializing as when they're actually on the court.
Yeah. Just for those that have never heard of pickleball, just a very quick explanation. It's a little bit like a paddle tennis type thing. It's played with a wooden racket. The ball itself is like a wiffle ball, but it's a heavier than a wiffle ball. It actually bounces. And so it's a lot like the mechanics of tennis, just a little bit more wrist, but it's on a much smaller court. And it's perfect for you know, some kind of lower impact exercise.
Well, the wooden floor is also great for people with any knee issues.
Yes.
So it's also very user-friendly.
Yeah. I was looking at a weekly lineup. You post that on your website of what comes up every single week. And I mean, there's movies. There's a lecture on genealogy. There was a poet's roundtable. Senior Housing Assistance Fund talk, bridge lessons. I guess you'll find in a lot of towns a similar agenda, I suppose. But you know, when you're in a very very complex town. I mean, Fairfield, the town of Fairfield is like, you know, it's a college town. It's on the water, and so it has this enriched. It's really a very enriched community, and I think some of these are just testimony to the idea that if you live there and you're a senior, you have a multitude of things to do. What are some of the favorites of your folks? And then I guess the other question is, are the senior activities, are they limited specifically to the town of Fairfield? Is there any crossover?
Sure. Our top number one activity is all of the fitness programs, of which we have many different ability levels. We have a lot of different instructors, so people get a flavor for a really good workout.
Where do you do those?
And that's in our gym.
Okay. You have your own gym.
So we have our own gym. Yeah. It's a renovated school, so we're really fortunate to have that gym as a part of our facility.
Right. And where are you located physically?
We are located at 100 Mona Terrace, which is close to the Southport area in Fairfield, right on the water.
Oh, beautiful.
And so we really enjoy the best of everything, I think, that Fairfield has to offer. We certainly try to attract all members of the town. But I wanted to say the second most thing that we love to do at the Senior Center are all of the cafe and the eating things that we enjoy. So we have a robust group of people that come in for morning coffee, and they really socialize and consider that one of the high points of starting their day. So they enjoy that. We have a lunch program for seniors that would like to join other people for lunch. And I do think that really brings the heart and soul of the Senior Center. So people who are, they're not lonely. It's just that it's great to have a place where people know your name and they are looking forward to being with each other. So the fitness programs probably appeal more to some of the younger seniors, and then some of the other lectures, maybe that whole in-between group. But that would be the variety that we hope.
Well, it's so important, I think, to have a place to go as you're getting older to make sure that you're using, keeping all the skill sets that you have, and you're engaging with other human beings. It's really important. I know, for example, in Reading, which is a very car-based area, or any of the smaller towns that are very rural, I mean, it's... loneliness can be a big issue, I think, and seniors are looking for some interactivity, and I'm sure you have buses that will pick up people and bring them, bring your seniors to your center. But it's imperative, really, and it's just great that the town of Fairfield has such a complex menu of opportunities here.
Well, I think as you, when you retire, you have lost a group of friends that you have met with more or less in your daily life. And so that period of new retirement is when you are looking to regroup. And so it's an opportunity to have a lot of offerings available, and you can pick and choose. One of the questions that you asked, Steve, was about the membership. There is no charge for members. And right now, the senior centers, not only in Fairfield, but others, are open to all communities, because if you receive federal funds, which we do with our lunch meals, we are open to anyone in the area. So
there's reciprocity all throughout Fairfield County, so to speak.
Yes.
Yeah,
it is.
Wonderful.
It adds for a lot of mix and mingle.
Yeah. That's great. Besides, and so federal funds for the some of the food service. Otherwise, it's a line item for the town budget itself. And then there's some outside funding, donations, charity events that you're doing.
We have a newly formed group of Friends of the Bigelow Center for Senior Activities. They're a new 501c3, and they are rocking and rolling, literally.
Yeah.
We've had a couple of outdoor summer concerts this past summer that were well attended with over 200 people. And so I think there is a representation of new and different activities coming down the path. But they are also very supportive of getting fundraising activities, cabarets, car shows, things to support some programs at the senior center so we can offer some programs at no charge for people, so there's no obstacle for people to get to the senior center. But then there are some classes that do have a charge, like art watercolor classes and things like that.
Right. I guess I see here, as I'm looking down the list of classes, like, for example, for genealogy, coming up next week, you have a genealogist, Bill Stansfield. Now, does he live in Fairfield? Do you source a lot of your talent, so to speak, from the town itself?
Well, we try to. I can't say that we are locked into that. We go all over, and we pride ourselves in really attracting the best and the brightest, if you will, so that we have something to offer people that enriches them. At the same time, we are spur of the moment. The young man next to me was from Harvard. We had an offer for the Harvard a cappella group to come by in the end of August. So they're going to be singing for the seniors at the end of August. So that was impromptu.
Nice.
But, Fairfield residents, I think they're very generous and they support the seniors very well. And so I think that people want to give back and they come and they help out and they do lots of things like
right.
that.
Well, we've been talking with Terry Gigengack, who is the director of the Bigelow Center for Senior Activities that is located in the town of Fairfield. And you mentioned that the main building itself is down near the water then, is it?
It is. We are just about a mile away from the water.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, keep doing a wonderful job with putting together such a nice menu of services and activities at the Bigelow Center. And it was nice to have you come in to talk a little bit more about some of your activities at the Bigelow Center.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Terry. And we're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back to hear a little bit about Porch Fest that's coming up in the Black Rock section of Bridgeport. This is the GM Report to the listeners here on listener-supported WPKN, and we'll be right back.